The Island of Dr. Moreau by H. G. Wells. Introduction. On February the 1st, 1887, the Lady Vane was lost by collision with a derelict when about the latitude 10 degrees south and longitude 107 degrees west. On January the 5th, 1888, that is, 11 months and 4 days after my uncle, Edward Prendick, a private gentleman who certainly went aboard the Lady Vane at Callao, and who had been considered drowned, was picked up in latitude 50 degrees 3 minutes south and longitude 101 degrees west, in a small open boat of which the name was illegible, but which is supposed to have belonged to the missing schooner Ipecacuanha. He gave such a strange account of himself that he was supposed demented. Subsequently, he alleged that his mind was a blank from the moment of his escape from the Lady Vane. His case was discussed among psychologists at the time as a curious instance of the lapse of memory consequent upon physical and mental stress. The following narrative was found among his papers by the undersigned, his nephew and heir, but unaccompanied by any definite request for publication. The only island known to exist in the region in which my uncle was picked up is Noble's Isle, a small volcanic islet and uninhabited. It was visited in 1891 by HMS Scorpion. A party of sailors then landed, but found nothing living thereon, except certain curious white moths, some hogs and rabbits, and some rather peculiar rats. So that this narrative is without confirmation in its most essential particular. With that understood, there seems no harm.